Now, just quickly, I'm going to let you out a little early, but just quickly, turn over to James chapter 1, please. James chapter 1. You know, change is around us everywhere. Last year's new car has been outdated already, and features are available now on new cars that weren't available for last year's new car. All of us are 1 year older, whether we like that or not. Change is all around us. It's said that Albert Einstein said, "Women marry men hoping the men will change." Right? They want to civilize us. Good luck. Men marry women hoping they will not change. Good luck. So each, according to Albert Einstein, is inevitably disappointed. Because the women will find the men less tractable than hopeful, and the men will find change. But it's good for growing in godliness. And I say that sincerely. It is. It's the best, one of the greatest sanctifying elements a Christian can enjoy is marriage. But thankfully, in the last incommunicable attribute, our God doesn't change. Look, if you would, at James 1, starting at verse 13. "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." And then James says, "Do not err, my brethren," or make an error, a mistake about this, "my brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Have you ever realized that verse about God's changelessness and his goodness? The fact that every good and perfect gift comes down, and the imagery is like it's a constant stream from heaven pouring down on all of us who are God's children. Have you ever realized the positioning of that? It's positioned right after saying, "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God.'" But we're all tempted when we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. All of us are drawn away to look for things that are better. But verse 17 grounds us in the fact we won't find it anywhere but God. And when we turn to him, he is unchanging in his goodness and his love. It talks about him being the Father of lights, the heavenly bodies. And even as helpful as they are, allowing us to change, to tell the change of hours and months and seasons, yet they're changing. They're not fixed. But God is not changing. In fact, there's not even appearance of change. It says not even a shadow of change in him. There is no change in God. His essence is always the same. Hebrews 1:12 says of Jesus Christ, "Thou art always the same," which is repeating the same thing that was said of God the Father in Psalm 102. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." His essence and attributes will never change. His plans and his purposes never change. Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? When he says, 'No good thing will I withhold from them that walk uprightly,'" in Psalm 84:11, You can count on that. It's a promise. It's His word. And He doesn't change. Neither do His plans and His purposes or His statements. He is changeless. And the comfort we can take from this is tremendous. Some implications. First, His love for you today is exactly the same, is exactly as fervent as the day that Jesus Christ came in the incarnation to live a perfect life, to take your sins and mine upon Himself on the cross, to die vicariously for us, as we repeated in the Creed. He loves you today with that much love, the same love that brought Him here to suffer and endure and to become sin for us. He loves you just the same today, wherever you are in your personal walk, whether you're cool in your love for Him or whether you're fervent. His love for you has not changed. But by the same token, His hatred for sin is unchanged. That sin demanded a payment. And either the unsaved will go to hell because they did not turn to Christ and their sins deserve punishment, or those sins have already been judged on Christ. And think of what He went through. That's how much God hates your sin and my sin. You know, even our pet sins that we hold on to that nobody else knows. God's hatred of sin is just as great as it was when He told the Israelites to wipe out the Canaanite nations because He had given them hundreds of years to turn, but they had not. And He was judging them for sin. He is still omnipotent. He is still omniscient. He is still omnipresent. He is with you just as much. Some of you are concerned about going home because of the struggles. But God is just as much there with you as He is here with you, or at a Christian camp with you. And He is just as able to give you help to stand. And His love for souls is the same as the day that He told the disciples to go and to make disciples. What we heard last week. And His burden for you and for me to do the same is just as fervent as it was to the disciples that day. Another implication of the fact that He is changeless. Take encouragement from this. If it's an area of need for you, He will never take back His gift of salvation. He never will. He said in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And He is able to forgive all of our sins, that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, that there's nothing too great. And again, if you're still wrestling with something that's bigger than you are and you need help, please, please come to a faculty member, a staff member, a resident supervisor, someone who's just a brother and sister in Christ with you, and share it, because we all wrestle. But God has given us His word to help. And He will never take back His gift of salvation. He still promises strength to the weak, saying His grace is sufficient. Some of you need that today and every day of your life in your own weakness. He still promises forgiveness when we confess. If we confess our sins, and you may have been there hundreds of times, but the promise is still just as new. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So young people, God doesn't change. If you feel far away from Him today, it's because you've moved. Not because He has. But His love for you, His willingness to forgive your sins, it is still just as great as it ever has been, because He never changes.